We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, now let's clean this thing up a little bit. We got my man Brandon Backe, former Houston Astros pitcher. Backe, what's going on, baby?
Not much, man. Just enjoying your little story you had right there.
Backe, man. Hey, look, Backe, I'm talking about dude blew by me. I didn't know what to think. He didn't have a damn tire. You ever had a tire fly off one of them big trucks you're driving?
No, man. I never had that happen.
That'd be a bad deal. Hey, Backe, let's jump into this thing, man. Did you get a chance to see, stupid question, but I got to confirm, did you get a chance to see A.J. Hinch's exclusive interview with MLB Network?
I did. I saw it in its entirety, and I actually thought he did a good job, to be honest with you. I think he manned up, and I think he was very sincere in the way that he went about answering the questions that were asked, and that's the AJ Hinch I know. Seems to be pretty sincere and honest, and very regretful for sure. But man, I don't think he's the only one to blame, or really not, probably not even the biggest one to blame, to be honest with you.
Brandon, when you talk about AJ Hinch and watching the interview, he looked like somebody that was very contrite, he had been humbled from what had happened. And we had talked before, the last time we had you on, about players needing to apologize. And both of us, Clint and I, were both like, man, I don't think they need to apologize at all. And I think you agreed with that sentiment as well. But just listening to A.J. Hinch, the fact that he lost his job in the process, do you think there's some players on the Astros roster, maybe then and maybe currently now, that might want to apologize or should apologize to A.J. Hinch for kind of their role in getting him put out of a job?
Absolutely, Wade. I think now, looking more in depth in the story and coming up with new facts that I've read since last time I talked to you guys, man, I'm a little sickened, to be honest with you. I'm kind of pissed off as a player, as a former player, as an Astros fan, as a former Astros player. I'm a little upset, man. I'm seeing a lot of willing to do anything to win a World Series, but not willing to do much to follow through and do the right thing for getting caught, basically. You know, A.J. Hinch, like I said, he broke two monitors with a baseball bat. If that doesn't say stop doing it, then I don't know what else he could have done other than literally having a meeting and telling him that he doesn't want them to do it. I also read that some of the players were saying that if he would have just said that, they would have stopped. I just think that's just a cowardly answer for having to give some sort of answer right up front, right now, in the spur of the moment, right after it happened. It's pretty cowardly from some of these players, and it's definitely cowardly from our ex-GM as well.
Brandon Backe, former Houston Astros pitcher, joining us on Sports Radio 610. Backe, what do you say to this? Like, I mean, look, this is just swing at Verlander or any of the other leaders on this team. But we had a conversation yesterday on this show, and the point was if AJ Hinch is so remorseful that he didn't, I don't know if remorseful is the right word, but he didn't step up and put an end to this thing. I would think that the leaders on the baseball team and in the clubhouse probably should feel some kind of way about the fact that they didn't step up and at least attempt to squash what was going on. How do you feel about that? Is that something – is the vibe in a baseball clubhouse one to where maybe Verlander could have stepped up and said something to the guys about what was going on?
Man, I just think that in that time, well, obviously it was over a duration of months that this was happening, but in the time frame of it happening, and there was ups and downs when it was being used more than not, I'm sure when I read that some teams were aware of it, so they were changing their signs, so they weren't able to actually beat on the trash can as much as they were with other teams. So in the times that it was happening, I'm sure that AJ was really frustrated about it. The baseball gods were telling him, hey, man, this is not right. You know better than this. Do something. And the thing that he did was smash it with a baseball bat twice. I mean, I just think that there's nothing else he could have done because believe it or not, just because he has a manager title after his name, I think Carlos Beltran, especially Carlos Beltran, but maybe guys like Verlander as well, they have a bigger say in topics like that in a team-oriented atmosphere than anybody. They're getting paid the most money. They've got just as much time in the league playing-wise, more than A.J. Hinch does. So they're a little bit more significant when it comes to verbal commands towards the team, the camaraderie. So for Carlos Beltran not to come out right now and own up to what he did or didn't do, and you know, I mean, there's a lot of other guys as well, but if he was the one that needed it or was using it, then he's not going to be backing AJ Hinch with the decision of not doing it or disrespecting the game, basically. I mean, this is what it comes down to, man. The game has been tainted by the team that we love here in Houston and the players that we love. It's been tainted, and it's sad but true. And those who were involved need to come out and apologize, and that's the only way it's going to get over quicker. It's never going to go away, but you got to own up to what you did, and that's just the bottom line.
Brandon, when you're looking at the various reports that keep coming out, every day we look up and there's more information coming out about everything that went on with this Astros cheating scandal. And there's a report in the Wall Street Journal that came out a couple days back, basically laying out that, you know, Jeff Luhnow and other guys in the front office were behind the actual cheating scandal, and they were working with the players and kind of going around AJ Hinch in order to get this done. Just what are your thoughts on Jeff Luhnow and the idea that you're willing to do whatever it takes to gain an edge?
Yeah, I think it's crap, man, to be honest with you. I put him under the same boat as a lot of other guys that are just basically cheaters, you know. I can't condone it at all. I'm just sick to my stomach to know that this was going on. You know, this is a guy that I don't know how long he played baseball in his life. I don't think he played very long. He's just a bookworm that knows numbers, and he's introduced into this game, this wonderful game that's America's pastime, and with his brain, he literally taints the game because of his knowledge of how he can go about this. And that's just not Jeff Luhnow. It's also the intern that was in there as well that brought it up to his knowledge of what was going on. And then it was brought up, and then it was dove in more into how it was going to happen. And it just kept going and kept going. And then they started using it as a benefit. And that is just, it's ridiculous, man. It really is. I have no words for it. I don't like it. As an ex-player, I just don't like it. It's not the way that I went about things. It's not the way I was raised. And shame on those guys, because they really screwed up, man. They really made a bad name for the sport, to be honest with you.
Brandon Backe, former Houston Astros pitcher, joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. Backe, let's jump to training camp, man. A spring training. Sorry, training. I got to put a dollar in the damn bucket. I always say, every time I say head coach instead of manager, training camp instead of spring training, I got to put a dollar in the bucket, man. Damn it. You know what I mean. You're an old quarterback. But nonetheless, these Astros, in 2 days, they go to spring training. By the way, Sports Radio 610 is going to have everybody covered. We're sending our crew down to training camp with the Houston Astros. There's a lot of things that we got to hear from these players. They hadn't spoke yet. We will have a crew there for all the happenings in spring training. Brandon, when you fast forward all of this to getting off the bus in spring training, pitchers and catchers report first. They're going to be the first ones that they got to face some music in spring training. What do you think these guys are up against initially? What's spring training look like those first couple of days?
Oh, it's going to be a zoo, man. It's going to be probably more media than normal. And just a zoo, a slew of questions going to come out to all your big dog players and then those who are shortly behind those guys in getting any kind of information that the media can get out of each player. You better believe that the first day of spring training for pitchers and catchers and for when the position players come in, there's going to be a meeting going over how to address it. Early in the morning, showing up at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, where before everything starts, before the media is allowed into the room, there'll be a meeting on how to address it. But like I said before, man, there's got to be some – it's going to take time, but the whole truth is going to come out. There's going to be more and more players coming out and actually doing the right thing. But first day of spring training, first week of spring training, you're probably not going to get the honest answers that the public wants to hear and should hear.
Hey, Brandon, answer me this question. We asked Art Howe about this earlier, and he wasn't too much of a fan of it. But Major League Baseball, there's been some rumblings that they're thinking about adding to the postseason where you would go from 10 teams to 14, yeah. And then the top seeds would be able to choose their opponent and play a three-game series against them, and the number one overall seeds would get a bye. Like, when you hear that idea of expanding the postseason, are you a fan of that, or is that something that you think they don't need to mess with in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just heard about it today, to be honest with you, and heard some of the guys, analysts on TV talking about it. They actually like it. But a lot of the reasons why they liked it is more for the media, for TV, for the entertainment of the game. You know, I've got to wrap my head around all the rules that they're talking about and really get an idea of what they're looking into. But I'm okay with change in the game as long as the players are okay with it. They're the ones that really matter, right? We don't want to add any games or take away take away games or whatever that's going to interrupt the progression of contract signings of players for the future. I don't know if these new rules for the playoffs are going to interfere with any of that, you know, contractual agreements or anything like that. But, you know, I just don't want to make a change to any sport, but baseball in particular, that we might want to scratch our head later on down the road saying, wow, we probably should have went about it this way versus just jumping in and saying we should have did it this way. So I don't have enough information on it. I need to look into it. But I'm up for good change for the good, but just don't want to change too much about it, man. It's a historical game.
Hey, Becky, you been doing any fishing or any golfing down there down on the island or anytime lately?
Man, you know, I ain't got a schedule like you, buddy. I can't get off that much.
Ah, get out of here. Who you fooling? Hey, you better go piss on somebody else and tell them it's rain. All right, Becky.
Man, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
I was going to cut you off, man. Go, what you got, baby?
Oh, shit, that's fine, man. Oh, man, all my friends don't want to take me fishing anymore. I always out fishing, you know what I mean?
Oh, get the hell out of here. All right, bro, we got to run, right, man. Appreciate you coming on, Brandon.
Hey, you got it, guys. Always a pleasure, man. Take care.
You bet. That's Brandon Backe, former Houston Astros pitcher.
We're going to have any seconds left at the end of this show, man. Oh, hey, man. Got to love Baytown. Got to love Pasadena. Got to love the East Side, H-Town, baby.
That old dump button's getting juiced today, boy. I tell you what.